This is your next edition of Checkmate. Greetings from beautiful Prague, which is clutched in snow. I live in an attic here in Lesser Town in the center, so I have the beautiful view of seeing whole Prague covered in winter snow. Maybe I'll post a picture so that you can share in that joy. Otherwise, Prague is completely locked down. We can't really do anything. The situation is pretty much pretty sad, especially for me as an economist. I drive through Prague on my electric unicycle with almost tears in my eyes as I see all this potential being locked down, which goes completely contrary to everything that we as economists have been learning and you know, to be able to use the most efficient way of your energy and to be productive and to use every millimeter of capital in the most productive manner. Suddenly, all of this energy and this productivity is put to rest, and we are locked down like a sleeping beauty in this kingdom of silence. Today, anyway, I want to talk about Moses and our lockdown. Well, it is as if Moses would come today, and of course he didn't, and he would speak to the whole world, to the system of schools, to our institutions, to our work, to our culture, to our gatherings, to the things that we liked and the things that we didn't like. And he said, "Let my people go home." And it feels that way. And the system yielded and the system released us, so to speak, to go back into the bag of our skin and to retrieve into our very homes. Now, this is something unimaginable in the past. In fact, this has never happened to the world. And in the past, work and labor and school was something that wasn't really pleasant. You know, they used to beat children in the school and humiliate them, even institutionally, by teachers. It was absolutely legal and okay to do that. It was a place where children rarely were looking forward to going. Of course, it was better than working on the field. Which brings me to work. Work was never pleasant. I mean, it's only in the recent decades that work is considered to be pleasant and we look forward to go to work because we made work very, very pleasant in many areas, not in all. But in the past, work was, you know, done by slaves and they were beaten, and even those who were not slaves were often working at works that we didn't like, we had no emotional connection to, we did things that we had no moral idea of what they're leading to. We were simply mining whatever they told us to mine and chopping whatever they told us to chop, and work was draining, not only psychologically but mainly physically. It wasn't healthy, it was shortening our lifespan, and it was dangerous. But we had to do it, not for the pleasure of it, but for the necessity of it. And also schools, you know, if you think back to Pink Floyd and The Wall, there also school is portrayed as something that, you know, kills and hushes and breaks and destroys the creative spirit of the young children that want to play and basically want to have free souls, and the school is trying to make them into just another brick in the wall. And now, for the first time in history, this happened. A non-existing Moses, as if, came and he spoke to the whole world at the same time, which is also something that never happened in no fairy tale, in no mythology, and also in no religion, that such a strong voice would be heard globally, and globally pretty much adhered. And the voice said to the system, "Let my people go home." And so we did, and thanks to internet and the way that the modern society is, I mean, if this had happened 20 years ago or maybe even 15 years ago, the situation would be unimaginable. But today, it has come to pass that schools have come to us. We no longer have to go to school. School goes or comes to us. We no longer have to go to work. Work comes to us into the privacy of our homes. And whatever happens at your home, then you can't really blame the system. I mean, this is really, I think, perhaps an extremely interesting sociological and institutional observation, is that if you're not happy at your home, which is where always That's where people wanted to go. That's where the children of Israel wanted to go. Let my people go home from the bondage and slavery of Egypt to the free land of Israel, or of Palestine, the promised land, where people felt that their homeland, this is why we also say they home their homeland, because it is our homeland. That's where they felt their homeland is. And they were released. There was a lot of pain. The system, fashioned and symbolized by Pharaoh, didn't want to let them go. You know, in this story in the Bible, there were 10 very, very cruel punishments, or you know, severe violence was necessary for the release of the children of Israel to go home. And now the system released us. The system, and it, and the system wasn't even much harmed. I mean, in the Czech Republic, the fall of GDP wasn't as terrible as we expected. In the last quarter, it was 5.6% of GDP minus. That means that more than 94% of the economy was running. And that's quite a surprise, considering that we had an almost complete lockdown or shutdown. We shut down everything we could. And now we have only ourselves to blame. If our home is not in order, we have now a chance to put it in order. We have married the person that we chose freely to marry. We have now the most time imaginable with our children. And I don't think this has ever happened in history, that fathers, maybe mothers, yes, but fathers to spend so much time with their children, it definitely never happened to me. So, well, you know, consider this to be a quantum of maybe something, a positive way how to look on this lockdown. The good thing is that we get to be at home. The system is coming to us, and we have warm places, and let's be grateful for that, and let's try and put our homes to order. And this will pass, and maybe some of the things we will miss. So this has been your Checkmate.